This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, April 9th, my mother's birthday in 1921. Thursday, I think it was a Thursday, too, as a matter of fact. April the 9th is upon us. How do you do? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who are I'm here to express my knowledge and my curiosity, my feelings about the day, the philosophy, think good thoughts. Say nice things, do good for others, because everything comes back. That is where I've always been, at least as an adult. I'm not sure I was always conscious of it, but in my mind, my subconscious, I know that that's what motivates me. That's one of the reasons that I do this program. Matter of fact, it's a labor of love, especially in this environment. It's a real labor of love, keeping people informed, up to date, with the good, the bad, and the ugly. We start with the good, I guess. Dr. Fauci says we ought to be we should be okay for school in the fall. Good shape, he said. That was the phrase I think he used, ladies, right? Good shape to reopen schools.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
It's good news for not just for kids and parents, but for teachers as well, because I have a lot of teacher friends who weren't really sure what was going to happen, and teaching via Zoom or whatever they're using is not ideal. So they
no,
miss being
it's
in the classroom.
The personal touch.
Yeah.
I think that's, and that's
and
also,
the kids,
Victoria.
I think the kids also miss, you know, if you think about it, when you're a little kid, especially younger, your teacher is kind of like the most stable presence in your life in some ways, you know, besides
ways.
Your family.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think
sometimes
kids,
in spite of your family, teachers sometimes are the most predictable and reliable source of
right.
maturation. Yeah, for a lot of
and
people.
And so a lot of kids have been missing seeing their teacher every day in person. So I think it's great that everyone hopefully will be back to normal.
I think we all want to be back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we have what we have described in the last few years as the new normal, because I don't think in some circumstances things will ever be the same. When it comes to school, a lot of things will be different. I know
our
in
behaviors,
my...
Think about rehab. Mm-hmm. You create new habits in 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And what habits are we creating now? Some of them are good. Some of them are probably not great. And so that's what we're going to deal with. I think you're right. I don't think it's going to go back to what we thought was normal a month ago.
One of the reasons it won't is because tax collections are down in many circumstances 30-40%, depending on where you are in the country, depending on the jurisdiction, depending on the kind of taxes that you have locally and regionally. There are, in many communities, there's the city or town tax, excise taxes, that's property taxes, that sort of thing, meal taxes. And then there are county taxes that are put into place in many circumstances, like at all the airports, regional transportation facilities. They have road taxes, that kind of stuff. There are state taxes that are not being paid, federal taxes that aren't being paid. So at some point, there is an end of the line to how much money you can borrow, no matter who you are, including the United States of America. And certainly when you go back to the local communities, I know we have about $11 million in our so-called slush fund in my community. That'll be used up like bingo. And so budgets will be cut in schools for, depending on the other priorities like roads and municipal buildings and all kinds of things that people have come to expect when they pay their taxes. They want this service, that service, and that's not going to happen, whether it be fixing the roads or schools. 20-30% less money to spend. Teachers will get laid off. Stuff you think teachers had to buy supplies now because the school systems were badly run. And that's the other underscore. How much are we going to save on busing? What kind of management tools are we going to develop out of this so that people won't lose their jobs? Because people who can't manage in districts where there's accountability will lose their jobs. The public is going to speak. They don't know that they're going to speak, or they don't know how much it'll hurt until the reality sets in. But you got to understand that without collecting taxes, hello, how do you run things like the schools? That's usually the priority in most communities. I know where I am and have been all of my life here. If you don't support the schools, you don't get elected. That's it, plain and simple. But what does it mean to support the schools? Our school committee last week or the week before voted for a 6% increase in their budget. And everybody laughed. What are you people, nuts? 6%? You'll be lucky to have the same budget you had 10 years ago. Because there just isn't going to be any money. And it requires good management. So you'll see politically whether the people who got elected to certain jobs got elected because they were really good at the job and they can handle it, or they were just elected because they were popular, friendly, and they had a good campaign. There's a lot of that stuff around. So, as far as schools are concerned or anything else, taking new shape, the new normal. Voters want to come back to normal. Everybody wants it to go back to normal. But what does that mean? You'd be lucky thinking back to who and how the presidential race ran, for example, in 2016 versus how it's being run now. It isn't even being run. There's no interest, really, in who's running for president at the moment. There are a lot of people who are axe grinders on either side who'd be happy to point fingers and blame. I've had no tolerance for it. As a matter of fact, I've lost a few friends on Facebook because I post, yesterday I did it again. How is taking a poke at the president fixing the problem? It doesn't. It just satisfies your own desire to be angry. Well, okay, so we all are angry about a lot of stuff, but under the circumstances, this didn't get started there. Maybe there you can question the management. Okay, but at this point, what good does that do? It's figuring out, struggling to keep ourselves going forward, pushing ourselves forward. And so that brings us around to the new normal. It's not going to, and the virus isn't going to disappear. It's going to be around. Progress hopefully will have been made by then with really good testing and really good isolation techniques and new ways to deal with stuff like this, and maybe it prepares us for the next time there's something like this. Not necessarily with this virus, but something else, because you know what? It's going to happen again. It just does. Look at the history of our country. The last 100 years, 200 years, look around. And this stuff is prominent in the history. Imagine what history books will teach in, 10 years going forward? How long will it take for this stuff to make its way into the good study of the history of our country and its people? It ought to be there next year, but sometimes they don't catch up that fast.
And this is so morbid, and I don't even like asking this question, but when people in the beginning of this, everyone was talking about the Spanish flu, what was the death toll of that compared to this?
Millions. It was in the millions.
There were around the globe, 100 million people died in about 13 months. It came back. 50 million the first shot, and then another 50 million the second shot.
Do you know what it was in the States?
In our country?
Yeah.
I honestly can remember. I remember my grandmother, my father's, so it would be, my father's mother died. So did her sister. So did their cousin. The reason I have that vivid memory because I went to once when I was a kid to their gravesite and saw the names of all of them on the same stone. Mm. And they all died the same day in 1918.
Yeah, it was a lot of people in the country. I'll Google it. But
I want to say 14 million, but don't hold me to that.
It was millions. And
right. What's
interesting
is that we did learn a few things from that, and hopefully we'll learn a lot more from this. So the numbers keep shrinking.
The numbers keep shrinking, which is good news. And I'm not saying that, I'm upset about this. It's actually going to probably end up being that this is just going to cause as many deaths as the flu does every year. Now, that's with all of these extreme measures to flatten the curve and to make sure we're not spreading it. But the flu is, I think, 63,000 deaths last year or something like that?
Yeah. Last year, 67,000.
That's right.
So far this year, It's about 20, what is, I want to say, last time I saw a number, Ken's got them. It's either 21 million or, I'm sorry, 21,000.
No one has time for the flu this year.
Or, yeah, right, it's in the tens of thousands. It's, I want to say 24,000, so somewhere in there.
Well, you know, the difference is, I think people take, obviously, people take the regular flu for granted. But, you know, in the beginning of all of this, there were so many doctors everywhere saying, you know, even if you don't have coronavirus, you should act like you do. Yeah. Act like you are infected. And I think a lot of people took that message to heart with all the extra distancing, and we're still in the middle of this, and we haven't even hit the apex in New Jersey. I think New York, I think they said Saturday is going to be the apex. But, you know, it is good advice. Act like you do have it. So people go out, they cover their face. They don't go out if they have a fever. They stay away from the elderly and the vulnerable. You wash your hands 90,000 times a day. You disinfect everything. That's, I think...
Just live smart. That's living
smart. I think that has been a really good lesson, and I think that maybe in the fall that is how we will start treating even the regular flu.
Right. I'm also interested to see what the numbers will look like when this is all over with and filtered out a little bit. Obviously, there are inaccuracies in the number of cases because a lot of people are just self-treating at home and they're not even going in for a test. So that's number one.
Yeah. Right.
Number two, and Dr. Birx talked about this 2 days ago, I think, is that no matter what, if you go in and have a heart attack and die, but they think you have the coronavirus, they're counting you as a coronavirus death.
Right.
So that death toll,
is
unnaturally high because people who are going in, but they think they have it, they're putting them in that category out of for whatever reason. So I think once this is all filtered out and they start adjusting those numbers, I think our death rate is actually going to look a lot better than right now when they start doing that. Yeah, well, they start looking at how many people die per million. So I think those numbers improve in our favor once they start actually accurately reporting who died of what.
So the fellow that runs our Hawaii, one of the two stations in the Hawaii Islands that carries us, Sean Rayner, sends me a number every day. And this puts, everybody's going to want to go to Hawaii because they're isolated. They've had 435 cases total. 42 people have been in the hospital. They have had 6 people die. And
at the same time, had they not taken such extreme measures, because they shut down tourism there.
Yeah,
think about what could happen in an island. An island is very similar to a cruise ship plus, you know, where things can actually spread pretty rapidly if you're not careful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the numbers kind of speak for themselves. Hopeful thoughts, but changing. Because there was such a news media flare on this, and there was medical flare, there was attention given to it that isn't given to a lot of other things because it was new and nobody understood it. I'm not suggesting that it wasn't a good thing to shut things down to keep it from spreading around, but I know that the economy is taking a hit like none of us have ever seen in our lives. Go back to 2009, excuse me, or 9/11. Yeah, that's playtime compared to what's going on right now. So, Kara, you'll be interested in this. I don't know what Kara is, but anyway.
I'm here. I'm waiting for you to tell me what I'm interested in.
Heading to California last December, and I was so sick that morning that I couldn't come to the studio because I was going to be with you for a day as I traveled westbound.
Oh, your food poisoning.
Well, it turns out Ken doesn't think it was. Ken thinks that I was one of the people who had this first.
Oh, my God. Ken is getting...
You had it for a day after.
Yeah, you had 24 hours and you're fine. Yeah. That's exactly what norovirus is or any other food poisoning, salmonella.
The other side of it is that my immune system is strong and sometimes fights off. It's hard to know.
Of weird things all the time, and eventually
I'm varying ages.
Varying expiration dates. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. But anyway, it causes attention to be given to other things that we might have had, whether we had it or we didn't have it. That's kind of the reason.
So Ken thinks you had it twice and brought it
down? Yeah, exactly. I feel like we're losing Ken's credibility and we should just not talk about it.
that was the discussion. Do you think you had it was his question to me, not that you had it. Do you think you had it, given the symptoms? Because nobody really knew what the symptoms were other than Kara at the time. 21 after the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Driving across country, I reminded myself of all the times as a youngster that I stood by the tracks in Ashley, Illinois, watching the city of New Orleans come down the track. Every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'd run out of the house. And this is, I'm 5-6 years old. The house was near the train tracks, and the train would come zimming. Oh, my God. It was like 900 miles an hour, it seemed to me. And every day the engineer would blow his horn at me. And I, again, they're going 90 or 100 miles an hour as they go through town. But it was still the coolest thing. And the conductor used to have at the end, the back end of the train, there was a round, you know, you saw those in a lot of the older trains. They had the round curved back car. And there was always
a round curved back car at the end of my train.
Yeah.
I'm going to have one at the end of this pandemic. So.
There you go.
I get it.
Willie announcing plans to host the digital event At Home with Farm Aid this Saturday at 8 o'clock. The streaming concert available on Access TV and the Farm Aid website will feature performances by board members Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews, and Willie, along with his sons Lucas and Micah. Access TV, that's the one that Mark Cuban funded, right? Isn't that, that's his cable
so,
TV?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all performing from their homes on the Farm Aid stage last September. My friend and fellow board member John Mellencamp said, "Be hopeful about, have faith in, and be grateful for right now. The miracle of life is in the dirt under our farmers' fingernails, that's for sure." He was right, Nelson said. "I'm so grateful for our farmers, ranchers, farm workers who are on the front line sustaining all of our communities. Now more than ever, stay strong and positive." I think that's something else that's going to change. Number of people who have backyard gardens where they can, rooftop gardens. Great time for my friend who has that lettuce grow company, growing things on your back porch, that sort of thing. It's a big time for that. And our farm organizations that I belong to all say the same thing. There's so many more new young farmers who are figuring out how to do this. This is the second digital concert Nelson has staged since the start of all of this virus. March 19th, he hosted Luck Presents Till Further Notice, which featured performances by Paul Simon, remember? Hetty Brickell, Lucinda Williams, Neil Young, Margot Price, Randy Houser. When Neil calls, I mean, when Willie calls, Neil's always there. They're an interesting pair together, the two of them. It was one of the first digital concerts of this era, provided a model that many others have followed since then. Let's go back to Farm Aid itself. 1985 was the first year. I've been to a couple of them. They haven't taken a year off since 1991, and they won't have to this fall. It'll be okay. Usually in September, big outdoor theater someplace around the country. Farm Aid is working hard to support farmers and ranchers. Willie says we're making emergency grants to help with household and medical expenses, too. Answering calls and our hotline, creating lists of resources. The government is very confused when it comes to helping farmers as well, which is not a good thing and not a good sign.
Farm Aid seems to get it, though. They really do.
Yeah, Farm Aid gets it, but the government hasn't gotten it yet. When I filled out my forms the other day, there was an exception. If you were in agriculture, you couldn't apply. We've all been looking around.
Because there's a different program, I think, for farmers.
Find it for me, Jennifer.
I'm doing my best to find the small business stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's not the average farmer isn't all tuned in that well to all this stuff anyway, but I can't find it.
Let's hope it's not on the USDA site. Because that's a disaster.
Yeah.
And we know how Sonny Perdue feels. Go big or go home. Yeah, so who knows? If small farmers are applying for stuff, maybe they're just going to let him
go home.
Perish. It's just awful.
28 after the hour here on the DJV program. Willie, hip hip hooray for Willie.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Carrying a very positive, very important message in this time, lose the weight, keep it off. What's going on now more than ever that makes this an important message?
Well, I think, you know, everybody's focus right now is, you know, I just want to stay healthy. I want my family to stay healthy. And if losing weight is part of that, Calitrin is the right product for you because it doesn't contain any drugs or any stimulants in it. So it's actually good for you. And there are lots of weight loss guides, helpful tips for staying healthy, meal prep guides. There's all kinds of tools that can help you get healthy, you know, right now.
All right, so we're on TopLoss.com. What's the deal going to be?
Well, the spring sale we've got right now is buy three, get three free, and it is unlimited. So buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. And that promo code using the letters DJV will save you on shipping on all orders.
Go to TopLoss.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism. Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey
shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show. In July of 2017, I was in a catastrophic car accident, and I broke my neck, the base of my skull, my back, my ribs, and both legs. As you might imagine, getting a good night's sleep has been a real challenge. Well, then at CPAC in 2019, I met Mike Lindell of MyPillow. Mike wanted to help me to get a good night's rest and introduced me to his pillows, his mattress topper, and his Giza cotton sheets. I can tell you they really work. And Mike has authorized me to offer you a special discount on MyPillow products. Call 800-662-9236. That's 800-662-9236. One more time, 800-662-9236. Use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg. Or you can use it at the MyPillow website.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. It's April the 9th with everybody focusing on this powerful time. It's a great reflective time, I think, for all of us. We're being more careful. Most of us are not lashing out at others, having a little more emotional stability. I don't know if emotional.
I don't know if that's the case. We're just talking about Kara crying on the floor of our apartment.
A couple glasses of rosé, and she was in tears. Yeah. I've been calling her Bridget Jones for 2 days.
What happened? Why were you crying on the floor? I didn't know that. I wasn't listening.
Nothing happened.
Hear the conversations you three have when I'm not around. God. What happened?
I'm fine. I just drank some wine and watched a rom-com, and then I was, you know, feeling a little lonely. So I
really
sat on my floor and cried. I'm fine, guys. Totally fine.
Well, you can call any of us if you want, if you need an outreach. It's all right.
All right. Next time I'm drunk and feeling upset, I'll give one of you guys a call.
Yeah, that's actually my favorite time to talk.
Yeah.
Hooray! All right, so we were talking a few minutes ago about the, most of you heard the conversation about Willie Nelson on the Farm Aid show that's going to be viral this weekend. And so I do a program that you can hear every week called The American Family Farmer, go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com to listen to the program, or you'll hear it at a lot of these stations that carry our Monday through Friday program, carry that show, and Good Day Health and others that I produce to give information, pass things around. So as I look at farming in general, I've been doing some research trying to find out, and I made some facetious comment about not being able to find a slice of the rescue funds for farmers. But in fact, you really can't. Farmers are fighting among themselves now, in a manner of speaking, for a piece of the pie. It's pretty sick when we don't understand yet still, at least with this bunch, what farming and agriculture means, what we have to have in order to proceed. Another great example, a friend of mine who has a friend in Wisconsin who's a dairy farmer, had a sobering, is actually a picture I might post on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, of this guy. The devastation, first of all, dairy farmers are up, as the television show, I can probably use this, Schitt's Creek, they are up the creek. It's not funny. Families have worked for generations and generations and generations. There's a farm in Wisconsin that produces 30,000 gallons of milk every day. It's now dumping half of that because there is no place, there's no demand for it. The restaurants are closed, the schools are closed, businesses are closed that use milk and dairy products. So the cheeses that are produced, all of that stuff, there's no market. There's no place for it to go. So if you can't just stop, you can't shut the cows off and say, okay, well, we don't need any more milk. You can go out and eat in the pasture. If you don't milk a cow, especially a fresh cow, within 24 hours, cow develops milk fever, and if you don't relieve the pressure of the milk, cow dies. Pretty simple, straightforward stuff. So all dairy farmers are facing the family farmers. The big farmers don't give a damn. They're not farmers. They're just businessmen, bean counters that have huge numbers. The ag consortiums that have now built these farms that have 5,000, 10,000 cows, They're dumping their milk all over the place, too. And it's very interesting, because this is a time the Chinese, I was talking about this yesterday on the American Family Farmer, the Chinese need our products more now than ever, because they have had the same devastation there, and they and other countries are trying to get a hold of a lot of our dairy products and a hold of a lot of our fruits and vegetables. But for whatever the reason, mostly because the airlines are not flying and bringing produce, China is off limits. So they're not shipping. Even the cargo planes aren't flying. They're not. It's a really horrible situation. A lot of cheese, millions and millions of pounds of cheese haven't been sold. Canceled orders from food services. You look in Florida, for example, at the vegetables that are just rotting on a compost pile, because there's nobody to buy the stuff. Sure, people are going to the supermarket, they want good stuff, but they're not the only consumers. You think about all of the restaurants that are buying vegetables that are closed. You know, it's a pile on top of a pile on top of a pile. And a lot of people, because we're moved, or have been so, maybe this will be a good thing comes out of this. We'll get a little more connected to our own agricultural needs, become more familiar with growing things ourselves with little backlot plots and stuff. But at the moment, farmers are the victims big time, almost more than any. I mean, we can all say our businesses, the broadcasting business, has gone into the tubes. There are more people buying spots, but they don't want to pay anything for them. We'll buy advertising.
That will change, though.
Of course it will.
Right now, it's just they feel
the desire
they've
for milk and vegetables will come back too, but farmers there's no edge. And because it's so difficult to file for all these programs, because they haven't had, as you said a few minutes ago, Victoria, a focus on farming, these people, there is, if I'm going to lobby a criticism that's ongoing, about this administration, whether they have farmers in their pocket voting in November or not. There's a lot of frustration, isn't probably anger. That's probably not even isn't the right adjective to describe this. 638, as of the first of the month, 638 farmers have committed suicide so far this year. So
it's just that,
and it's just
look,
a reflection
suicide
of
is heartbreaking whenever
enough.
It happens.
Yeah.
But the fact that this is directly, it's like we know that there is a direct link to what the farmers are going through and suicide. I don't understand why there just isn't more being done.
The food, but the supply chain, Victoria, isn't designed for what's happening, and that's the frustrating part of all of this. Local grocery stores don't have, they're not just selling butter and cheese. I'm looking at a picture from the back of a tanker truck where milk is being, they bring the milk out, there's one thing about it that's, I guess, good. You bring the milk out to a pasture, because very good fertilizer, or on a field that's going to be plowed. It's good, but there's no money in it. All it does is help, I'm looking at a cooperative in Wisconsin that has 300 dairy farms. They are pretty much all processing cheese. They're not doing anything else. There are cheddar cheese manufacturers. There's blue cheese manufacturers, mozzarella cheese manufacturers, all of these things.
Mozzarella should be doing okay right now because everyone's living on
pizza.
Yes.
So congressional delegations are writing letters to the USDA urging the agency to step in because they really haven't been into this. As you suggested, you can go there and try to find stuff, but it isn't an easy thing to find. It should be, all of these things should be easy, easy, easy. Like for businesses, the $10,000 application is pretty easy. And it's pretty much, you'll get the money. But they have on the line, one of the things is they exempt agriculture from being able to get this. God knows why. I don't know. I have the slightest idea. It makes any sense to me. Because you can't find the equivalent.
How is
farmers.
A family farm not a small business? I don't get it.
It is. That's all it is.
I know. Yeah, I don't understand.
So, anyway. So that's the update on that. Washington is shut down pretty much, Carol. When you drive through town to get to the studio every morning, it's like a ghost town. Not like the usual, even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
It's a little bit more ghosty than it normally is in the morning. In the afternoon, it's not, because I drive through the park and it's packed full of people who are exercising and doing who knows what.
A lot of exercising outside. And, the business about having a six-foot distance from others, but a lot of people aren't really necessarily
following that. Exercising outside is great, and I've been trying to do that on weekends and, taking afternoon walks, but it doesn't work when everyone is in the same. There's one particular park that I think of when I drive back home, and they, different parks will sometimes have, pull-up bars or, exercise equipment that's just outside in the park, and there are always, a ton of people in the same area, and I'm like, maybe.
That's why they closed down all that in California, so
same,
it's all closed
Jersey,
down.
Yeah.
And if you go outside, you have to go outside with a mask on, and I don't know, it's just weird.
Yeah. So then, under the circumstances, what's it, $5,000 fine? The police, do you see the police going into these trails and chasing people around?
They will be now.
Yeah, I mean, I always see park police driving around. I haven't seen anyone get arrested, but I'm interested to see how they do it, because I have a friend who went out by himself. He lives alone, was wearing his running gear, went out in D.C., and a police officer stopped him and was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Going for a run," which you're perfectly allowed to do. I think the issue is more that people are going out in groups together, so I don't know. I hope they're not overzealous about it, but obviously something needs to be done.
Yesterday we were talking about buses and public transportation, the fact that they aren't really, I think we were focusing on L.A. though, Jennifer, weren't we? The buses running there, mostly homeless and people who...
Crackpots, as the drivers will say, crazy people and the homeless.
Yeah,
the
drivers are all wearing masks, that sort of thing. It's more serious, I think, in New York, because the drivers don't want to really work because 41 of them are dead. So far. And
half the NYPD have tested positive for this. Yeah. So it's, anybody who is these are people who are still working and considered essential,
kind
and
of
obviously
the front line.
They are on the front lines. I think we're kind of overusing that term, but that's those are the people who really are. So it's I don't get it. The people who don't understand, or if they're out in a crowded area and they're not wearing a mask, or in a grocery store, a lot of states are now saying if you're in a grocery store or a pharmacy, if you're not wearing a mask, you're not allowed in.
Yeah.
So, and I think that that's a good thing, because people are just being reckless with other people's health. If you don't want to protect yourself, fine. If you believe that, you know, you're above all this, you're not going to get it, okay, you can keep believing that, but you're not allowed to endanger other people. It's just that's the bottom line now. And New Yorkers and people in New Jersey are angry now. I heard a fight break out outside of our apartment complex yesterday because a guy was doing something. I don't know what was happening, but one guy was yelling at another one that he was going to spread the virus around, and it was a whole big thing. And then somehow Bernie Sanders got into it. Not really sure how, but someone yelled, somebody said, well, Bernie Sanders just dropped out. It was like a whole weird thing.
Yeah, that is
like,
true.
Bernie Sanders
did drop out yesterday. That was the end.
Sort of. He suspended his campaign, but he's not reassigning his delegates, and he's keeping himself on the ballot until he'll probably get some concessions from Joe about free college or something like that.
Today is Maundy Thursday. Maundy Thursday commemorates the Last Supper before Friday. Good Friday is the day of the cross, in a manner of speaking. Holy Thursday, Covenant Thursday, known in some of the Eastern Orthodox religions. Thursday of mysteries and various traditions as well. Maundy refers to the foot washing that Jesus provided for all of his 12 apostles prior to the Last Supper. Christians around the world, especially Catholics, mark the day with a special prayer, masses, that sort of thing. The word Maundy itself comes from an Anglo-French word derived from the Latin mandatum, which means commandment. So following the commandments. I remember being in Rome and going to there were lots of places that claimed to have been the site of the Last Supper, and Rome wasn't one of them, but I remember there was a mural there that happened in Jerusalem, and there are some fabulous talk about goosebumps. Wow, you can go to some places in Jerusalem where a lot of these things took place, and it just gives you goosebumps. Like going to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, excuse me, which is where a lot of people are today, because that's where the remains were. The church was built around the mount where the cross was, where the cross that bore Jesus' body was. And you can see the slab where his body was taken off and washed. You know, that kind of stuff. It's very sobering. No matter what your beliefs are, it's still sobering as a son of a gun. So, having said that, the only sports things that seem to be, well, the one thing, Tom Brady got interviewed by Howard Stern. Wow. There's a lot of stuff.
And Howard gets people to talk, right?
He sure did. Right? He opened up about his marriage problems with his wife. He talked about what the conversation he had with Kraft and the ownership and management. And then he said last fall he knew he wasn't going to play after this year, this past year. And he knew he wouldn't for the Patriots. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Anyway, it'll be interesting to see this next year and how that all works. He said he had many concussions, which is something, you know, you hear that from somebody like that. That's pretty damn sobering, too. Kind of underscores all the things that we talk about with regard to children playing football. He wouldn't let his children play. All right, Jennifer, tonight, what do we have at big time?
Total Bellas, one of my faves. That's the season premiere of the show about Nikki and Brie Bella, where Nikki gets engaged and both of the twins get pregnant. E! Tonight at 9 o'clock.
Anybody watch Millionaire last night?
No, how was it?
It was on too late.
They made a big mistake putting it on at 10 o'clock. It needs to be on at 8 o'clock.
Well, they had to do the finale of Modern Family, so.
Yeah. So, okay, did you watch that? Anybody see that?
I taped it.
Okay. All right, 10 before the hour.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tech Talk time here. Wonder how many people in the technology sector, Victoria, lost their jobs. I would think there'd be, if anything, hiring going on today.
Yeah.
I think I saw that.
Now more than ever, we need technology.
Yeah.
And the good thing is that most tech jobs are pretty easily done at home. And so I don't know that the tech industry has been hit nearly as badly as other industries. And, you know, and with good reason. We're relying the most we've ever relied on technology. We're doing it right now with people working from home, kids doing online learning from home. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. It's good. And so we're lucky that our infrastructure for technology has not imploded, because there was real concern that people would lose internet connectivity because the system just couldn't. It would just be so overloaded. Luckily, that has not happened yet. Instacart, speaking of the systems being overloaded, Instacart, if you've tried to use them for grocery shopping, you know that there aren't even any delivery options available because they're so overwhelmed. Their business is up 500% over this time last year. And that continues week after week. This is the week that all of the White House pandemic panel has been telling us stay away from grocery stores. This is a critical week. And a lot of people are listening and using Instacart and trying to find groceries online wherever they can. So Instacart has now introduced two new delivery options on the app. And so they have a new thing called Fast and Flexible, and they also have Order Ahead. Both of them are designed to increase the number of available delivery windows. Like I said, there are none right now. Depending on whether customers are willing to wait and be flexible with delivery times or if they want to plan ahead a few weeks. So Fast and Flexible is designed for people who need their shopping done as soon as possible. People like my parents who are incapable of planning ahead, who go to the grocery store every day, those are the people who need Fast and Flexible. So now selecting that option matches your orders with the first available Instacart shopper rather than putting you into a specific delivery window like it normally does. So it's a much smarter, faster way to do it. You'll be given an estimated delivery range. It'll say something like Tuesday to Thursday. So if you're flexible, this is definitely the plan for you. You'll be notified once your order's been picked up by a shopper. They'll let you know they are doing contactless delivery, so they will drop it off wherever you tell them to and leave, and you don't have to have any interaction with your shopper. The second option is Order Ahead. Now, that means you're able to place your orders up to 2 weeks in advance. A lot of people are planning that far ahead, so that's also a really good option for Instacart. And, of course, right now this is especially happening in high-demand areas. The Northeast, really, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, the tri-state area is the busiest for Instacart. But if you go onto the app right now, you should see some more flexibility.
All right. It's Quibi's video platform that is launching this week. A lot of people are interested in this on video.
The Geek Out.
Remember when we used to complain we didn't have enough time to watch all the great television that was available? Well, this week, a new service, Quibi, is launching with 175 new and original shows, but here's the catch. All of it is 10 minutes or less in length. Now, Quibi has raised almost $2 billion in funding that has allowed it to attract a wide range of Hollywood stars and their creation of short-form content that basically either is movies chopped into short chapters, quirky unscripted reality shows, or short-form news-focused briefs. Quibi is offering a lengthy 90-day free trial, and then it's $5 a month. And if you're interested, we've posted links on Twitter, at The Geek Out.
All right, next up here, focus on Amazon and what they're doing to help out customers.
Amazon is temporarily extending the return window of anything that you buy between March 1st and April 30th. So anything that you have bought retroactively or in the future, you now have until May 31st to return it. Obviously, Amazon is so overwhelmed right now. Every time you go on the website, you'll see that Amazon is telling you they're only sending priority items first and fast, and then everything else kind of falls into a later category. So now you've got a lot longer to return these items. May 31st is the new date. The good thing about that is that obviously we don't want anyone going to the post office unless it's absolutely completely necessary, and returning some items from Amazon is probably not really necessary. So just know that you've got that. Apple also did this too. They've, of course, have had all of their retail stores closed since March 14th, and so now they're allowing return products to the stores 14 days after those stores eventually reopen. We don't know when that will be, but when it does, then you've got another 2 weeks after that to return your items.
All right, so there's some good news. 59 past the hour on today's DJV program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.